PFT Media.
Coffee and dogs, plants in a trailer, and missing Wally Tile. This and more on The Daily City Show. A food hall may be coming to the Ivanhoe Village Main Street District, according to the Tampa Business Journal. They're saying the yard at Ivanhoe, a large 591-unit mixed-use development under construction in Ivanhoe Village, is in talks with the owner of a food hall in Tampa called the Hall on Franklin to build a food hall inside a portion of the 31,000 square feet of retail space within the development. Construction on the Lucky's Market across from Floor & Decor and Orlando Fashion Square Mall has begun, with a scheduled opening set for May. Some of the large-scale grocery stores in that area of Orlando are now busy making improvements to combat this new grocery store entrant. The Publix inside Baldwin Park is adding a by-the-pound food bar to the deli, like both Lucky's and Whole Foods are known for, and new health items near the front door have been added. The Target catty corner to the Lucky's Shopping Center began its store-wide overhaul over a month ago. It's already installed a full-size Starbucks just inside the front door, moved departments from one end of the store to the next, and is in the midst of a new exterior paint job. Thank you for moving the mother... cat food to the back of the store. Sideward Brewing Company, a new brewery, tap room, and kitchen inside a 100-year-old warehouse in the Milk District at 210 North Bumby Avenue, is celebrating its grand opening March 30th. The owners of the brewery, offering a selection of beer, cider, cold brew, and more, have big goals ahead for themselves. They say they want to help make Orlando a nationally recognized craft beer destination. Cat food in the back of the store! You. The owners of the one-year-old mobile coffee cart Cups and Pups Coffee, Matt and April Goldie, are transforming the land on which their mobile cart resides, off of Highway 441 in Lockhart, just north of College Park, into a dog and coffee kingdom. The land will soon feature an 8,000-square-foot off-leash dog park, a 1959 Airstream trailer turned walk-up coffee window, open-air seating, patio space for lounging and outdoor games, and an additional smaller park for dogs under 30 pounds. Work has begun on the renovations coming to Wally's in the Mills 50 District at 1001 North Mills Avenue. Visible changes to the exterior include the removal of the blue, tan, and sand-colored tiles, along with the double row of glass bricks covering the right chunk of the front facade. The tiles on the sidewalk are the same color and design as the ones that formerly covered the front wall. The owners told the Orlando Weekly last year they wanted to make improvements but keep the divey vibe, so it's possible the tiles and the glass bricks will be returned to their former location. The Daily City will share tile and glass brick updates as the work progresses. The new location of Sushi Eat Station opened in the Mills 50 District recently at 1830 East Colonial Drive. The restaurant serves sushi in bowls, rolls, and wraps. The interior is an energetic space with two large murals and a hedge wall that reads, "Sushi is Bay." The larger of the two murals has lots of in-jokes Orlando locals will enjoy. Parking is in the rear with a convenient back entrance. Two Orlando locals will be opening a mobile plant shop soon called BWH Plant Company. The shop is a refurbished trailer with shelving and a fold-down entrance door. The two owners will be selling easy care plants, handcrafted pots and planters, and other merchandise, and will be popping up around town in the next couple months. More than 40 of the area's top chefs, bakers, caterers, and drink purveyors will be serving and pouring at the 34th annual Taste of Winter Park, 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Wednesday, April 17th, at the Winter Park Farmers Market Building. Thousands come each year to sample signature dishes, cool beverages, and decadent desserts, as well as enjoy live entertainment. Tickets are $65 at the door or $60 online, available at winterpark.org. And finally, for the first time in its history, Orlando International Airport is poised to become one of the 10 busiest airports in the entire nation. The preliminary figures from Airports Council International indicate that Orlando International will register as the United States' 10th busiest airport for 2018, up from the 11th position in 2017. Also, Orlando International is on track to potentially break the 50 million traveler mark later this year. In January, passenger traffic increased by 5.4% overall, led by a nearly 16.5% increase in international travelers and a 3.7% increase in domestic travelers. For 2018, Orlando International remained the busiest airport in the state of Florida. For more local Orlando news, you can find us on Instagram at TheDailyCity. And as always, hashtag Orlando is wonderful. The popular local-centric shopping event Orlando Flea returns to downtown March 31st. Orlando Flea is a daytime indoor makers market with over 35 local and regional artisans, makers, and creatives selling locally designed posters, t-shirts, pins, and jewelry along with vintage clothing. Enjoy lunch, desserts, and a full bar while you show love and support to the local creative force of nature on display at Orlando Flea. Orlando Flea is Sunday, March 31st, 12 to 4 at Celine at 22 South Magnolia Avenue in downtown Orlando. For updates and details, follow Orlando Flea on Instagram at Orlando Flea.
A PFT Media production.